All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of The Postal Girl. You know, we're in a new month, so it's a new series, and this series is Started from the Bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, insert some music. So today, our special guest is Ashley Ave.
Period. Thank you for having me, girl.
Of course, I'm so excited.
You that bitch, certified, blue check, verified. You be talking hella shit when you're on the live. When I pull up on you, you ain't even come outside.
So tell us, who is Ashley Ave?
Man, Ashley Ave is your Southern Soul bird.
Okay.
From Mississippi. That's what I like to call it.
Okay.
And for those of them that don't know what that is,
let them know. Let them know what it is.
People that, you know, all my city folks with a country heart. That's pretty much what the brand
stands. Oh, really? I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So, singer, songwriter, creative director. That's me. Nutshell.
Booker.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us, how long have you been doing music?
Okay.
What's the story?
So, oh, God, that makes me sound old as hell. Yes, sir. Some type of music. But, yeah, so I was a college basketball player before I even got into music. So I would just, like, sing in my dorm and stuff like that. Like, you know, the secret hidden talent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I never did music or nothing like that in college. So, boom, when I came back, well, I was at Lincoln University. So, boom, I came back here to Memphis and was kind of like, you know, searching for a new purpose or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And music just kind of caught me. And, you know, it's been up ever since. But what happened was I had my kid in 2016.
Aww.
So, that's really where Ashley Ave was born.
Oh, period.
And so, that's pretty much like how that happened.
Oh, I love that. So, tell us about your genre of music. Like, what type of music do you love to make?
So, I would say that I do a little bit of everything, but everything has like an undertone of soul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have an EP that's getting ready to come out in April. Okay.
Okay.
But you'll hear a lot of different, you know, like sounds from R&B and hip hop to blues. You know what I mean? Because I feel like a lot of what's popular music right now is composed of so many different genres of music. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it was like, all right, let me figure out what is my fingerprint in this game to where, like, when the sound like that come on, it's like, this sounds like Ashley Ave versus me trying to go and, you know,
fit into
tailor
the,
to,
Okay, period. Yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
So you have an EP dropping. Tell us about how you've evolved as an artist on up into this current EP and, like, what is this EP about?
So this EP, the working title right now is The Girl from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Or Welcome to Mississippi. Either or, okay? Maybe we can do like a little poll.
That's what I was just gonna say. Let's do a poll. Drop in the comments which one y'all like better.
But it's like the magical land that I've created.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of artists, they do like a thing to where, you know, they, like, you have the Beehive, that belongs to Beyonce, the Androids, you know what I'm saying? That's Janelle Monae. And I was like, where my fans gonna belong? You know what I'm saying? And
what's the community?
What is the community, right? So I went on tour last year with Jay Howell. Shout out to him.
Shout out to you.
Okay, and he's from Memphis. A lot of people don't know that.
Check me out.
But I went on tour with him last year. And I was telling this story, like, you know, just like I just gave it to you, like, you know, where all my, you know, people from Mississippi, and it just kind of caught fire to where
after
the show, you know, I'm headed back to the bus or whatever, and they like, Mississippi!
I like that!
You know what I'm saying? It just stuck, and so I was like, okay, well, as opposed to creating a team or a name, I just create a place.
Organically, it just came about.
You just, yeah. So,
period.
That's what the project is, you know, gonna be about.
I love that. Tell us about
hardship.
Oh, okay.
Shit talking.
Oh, okay. We love that.
Oh, God.
It's always needed.
It's needed. You know, everybody looks
like, we love the twerk music.
We're gonna put it out there.
I love that. Y'all better check that out, because I sure the fuck will. Okay. So tell us about your personal brand. Like, how is your brand starting out? How did it, like, get into what it is today?
So before I got into music, I was a major in child development and family studies. So I was running the child care center.
Yeah.
And it's still in my family. So I'm always, like, connected to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, get a mother goose a little bit. And I think it started there because I'm very conscious about what is it, like, when I'm having a community or, you know what I'm saying, people mm-hmm. that are following me or my music or whatever, mm-hmm. what am I preaching to them? You see what I'm saying? So even in, like, one of my edgiest songs called Thank God, mm-hmm. the lyrics say, so you better thank God.
Okay, because you better thank them.
Revenge. Because you know good goddamn well I could have... Fuck one of your friends, right? That was totally inappropriate.
I like that.
Ever.
That was a good one.
You know what I'm saying?
That was
so
good.
Some folks in Mississippi, like, oh, so you just gonna,
yeah,
you just gonna say that?
And yeah.
I said, I could have,
should have, would have.
That's not what I said. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's to show, like, that women are very, people are very dynamic. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's just one way. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And so I feel like, you know, when you put yourself in that type of box, you really send yourself up to be like, a failure, like mm-hmm. a liar, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all kind of,
I feel that,
got a lot of shit.
No, that, so, dead yeah. ass, dead ass. Cause we, man, do. Man, okay.
Yeah, people want that wild.
Yeah, to keep it 100 with you, okay? So tell us about how your style has evolved. Like, what do you describe your aesthetic as?
So now, I'm in my grown woman era. Like, okay. You know when a bitch know who they are type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where my hat? Can you give me my hat? Yep, hat.
Bring out the hat.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm going to start right there.
Okay.
I'm going to show you these boots later. You know what I'm saying?
No, the boots are tea. Matter of fact, I will show y'all. The boots are tea. The boots are tea. Okay.
Period.
You know
what I'm saying? You do something like this right here.
Mm-hmm.
The family, let them know what's
let them know.
Really going on.
Okay. Like, I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Hold on.
Right now.
Hold on.
You know?
That's cute.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Period.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I like that.
We going to own these Mississippi ways. That's where my brand is sitting right now. Mm-hmm. Like that. Slick ghetto, mm-hmm. but country, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like a little cookie line,
mm-hmm.
but
she
got dirt on her boots a little bit, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
She gets down, she
but
doesn't play.
But it used to be extra sporty, so like in my downtime, like I'm a like working girl,
mm-hmm.
and that's another thing that like really speaks to my Mississippi brand. Like, I'm a pretty girl,
but I get down.
But I get down, like I do that fucking work. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, yeah, so in my off time, I'm very, like, tomboyish, cargo panning, you know what I'm saying, crop topping, you know, vibe all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Love that. Period.
Don't let it fool you.
Don't let it fool you because she still gets down. She doesn't play. Okay. Yeah. Love that. Okay, so we're going to get into some fun, y'all. We're going to go through some of her, like, throwback pictures and some of her style pictures over time. And we're just going to dive in and, like, diagnose them a little bit, you know?
Okay, come on.
See what she was thinking back then.
Mm.
All right. So we're going to start with, we're going to show y'all on the screen, but it's going to pull up right here.
Ah!
Basketball at Lincoln University.
For life.
Okay.
Just tear the ass up, okay? Let's just put it out there.
Meet her on the court. Okay, cool. Then we're going to go into... Okay, so describe her. Mm. It's going to show her here.
Okay.
What was your, like, style here? Like,
man,
what was the vibe?
So, the vibe was... I was definitely, like, crossing... Trying to figure out my style. Because what happened was when Ashley Ab was born, I told y'all the baby came, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then with the baby came, you know, you have all this other shit that kind of go on with your mm-hmm. body. You don't even understand what's going on with your fucking body.
No, being a girl. We're just girls, you know?
But, so, boom. I fuck around and I cut my hair. I cut it off. It was just, like, a big mood of shit. So, I'm like, you know what?
You, like, shaved it completely?
Compared to where it was, you might as well say that. And so it was complicated. So I went through a few different styles. Where, you know, you gotta, like, the style gotta mm-hmm. fit the hair.
Yeah.
And I'm a thick chick, so mm-hmm. I was like, okay, how the fuck do I not look like a stud? Because it's definitely not that. So
it's never giving that, you
not
know?
Giving that, so how we gonna clean up? So... It's been a long road.
You know, it's cute though. It was cute. It was cute. You know, we got the bomber jacket in there. It's cute. Okay. Y'all, we're going to get into this one here.
Wow.
Tell us about this time.
Y'all, this girl right here. Wow. You know what? This is like a good emotional moment.
Tell us.
That's in me.
No, come
okay.
on.
I'm gonna make this here.
No, it's
listen.
Okay. We're going to let him out. We're going to let him out.
So, man, I was like fresh off a baby on that picture. Hair was cut, you know what I'm saying? So you see I got like my jersey style, but I got on like heels and shit. Mm-hmm. Still got the cap on because I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this hair right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's when I released my first song called Red Wine. And the lyrics said, what a bitch gotta do to get on, get on, get on, get on. And, man, like, the underground really just took to it. And people really thought that I was, like... already right there at the door, and I was like, girl,
it'd be like
just
that.
Getting started.
It'd be like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm tripping over myself like a motherfucker behind the scenes, but don't nobody know. They just feel the
process. You feel literally.
Me? You feel me? You
literally.
Feel me? And so that, right, that was that girl. You know what I'm saying?
That's nostalgic.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love that. You started off that good. I don't even know how far you can go.
Be careful when you come on this motherfucker's platform. She did.
You know, we gotta get there, okay? All right, y'all. So this is the next one.
Yeah.
Tell us about this time here.
Woo! So that girl. So that's last year on tour with Jay Howell, y'all. And I just really feel like that's where I really stepped into my fashion. Mm-hmm. You know, owned my countryness a little bit more. Because, you know, before then, it was a city girl way.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Most of. And country is definitely, like, making its way into the fucking scene.
It is.
My homegirl, B. And,
he jabbed into it, too.
Yeah, so I just really kind of went a little farther with my fashion. At this point, I'm like, what, 8 years, 7 years in the game, natural or something like that.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
You know, I be, you know, yeah, so they kind of doing it for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love having my dress on stage, y'all. Like,
they're so cute. I've been looking at those this whole time. They're so cute.
I fleek all the time, you know what I'm saying? Period. They have good sex and pop right back.
Okay, because you're cute even when you're not on fleek, because you're always on fleek.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's working for me.
I love it. I like it a lot, actually.
That ass showing out a little bit more on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yay!
Get to that level in the game where you like, baby, I can get this motherfucking ass.
Period.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, when I really start fucking with you.
Okay. No, I didn't. Pop your shit. All right, we're going to get... This is my favorite picture.
Oh, okay.
Tell us about here.
So that's the nostalgia of Ashley Ave right there. Like,
Very good.
As a creative director, like, I'm always trying to figure out what is the undertone of a brand, like, you know what I'm saying? How does this brand make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my music has a very, like I mentioned, you know, a very soul undertone.
Mm-hmm.
And this right here, man, I replicated this picture of a picture I remember from my childhood of my grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's beautiful.
They'd be old as hell. You know, they had a, they'd be like a mother and daughter. They had their arm around each other.
Yes, sir.
Shit, no, it's probably before her time, y'all.
You gotta send it to me so I can show them.
She's going to like last year.
Whatever!
But that was like my reenactment of.
You know, that's beautiful.
I have an alter ego. Her name is Gladys. That's
okay.
Like, that's that southern. That's the, you know, southern sweet girl.
That fits you. I like that.
Yeah,
I like
but
that.
But it's a city. It's a city side too now. So
don't get it twisted. Y'all heard her.
Come on.
Period. Damn. All right, that was fun. All right, we're gonna do one more here.
Okay.
Tell us about here.
So that's the fun party girl. You see, you got the 90s vibe. This is actually a promotional shoot that I did for my single that I released last year called No Strings.
Go check it out.
SOS Band in the background.
Oh, period.
That jump went crazy. Like,
oh, period.
That was the song that really caught the most organically out of anything else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think it really got a a party rock, you know. Boy, does she do it for you? I don't think so. Not from the way you're looking at me, right there.
Yeah, I like
crazy.
That.
Oh shit! I'm trying to hit the rest of this.
They want
to
dance to that. They want to dance. Yeah.
So that's that vibe.
I love that. All right, that was fun. I like that. Yay.
Woo.
Period. All right, so tell us, like, we're going to close down in a minute, but just tell us, so you have an EP coming up. What else is, like, in store for Ashley Ave?
Okay, so I have a live recording coming out of a song that I did called Thank God that I kind of mentioned to y'all earlier in this joint.
Check it out.
And, man, we really going to make it a soulful experience. Like,
I love that.
You know, a live I'm going to have all Memphis musicians, Memphis vocalists, so it's really going to be a thing.
And you're creative as hell, so I know it's going
to
look nice.
Thank girl, we working on it. We really trying to, like, make that soulful ass, ghetto ass stamp, you know what I'm saying? Have that mud ass stamp.
Love that, period.
Yeah, so y'all can expect that. Mm-hmm. The EP, April 14th. Y'all
April 14th.
Brunchella, the largest motherfucking brunch in Memphis, okay? Period.
I'm gonna come to that.
Be there.
Okay.
Period. So I'll be premiering my EP.
Oh, that's gonna be lit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love
yeah,
that.
Man, if y'all not already, like, follow me on event sites, like Eventbrite.
Do that.
Because I also, I'm a vibe curator. You know what I mean?
She's really good, too.
Thank
She's
you.
She's really, really good.
You know, so I'm always trying to, like, pretty much create mm-hmm. intimate, cool-ass yeah. experiences for my fans to be able to ingest me as a person and mm-hmm. this Mississippi land that I'm creating.
Okay.
And you get the music.
Period.
Period.
All that in one. Y'all better. All right.
One stop shop.
One stop shop. You hear me? Period. So, closing out, like, what advice do you have for anyone who wants to just step into music or is afraid of stepping into music or just like anything creative wise, mm-hmm. what they want to do? What advice do you have for them?
May I say, own all your feelings.
Oh, that's good. That's
I
good.
Feel like in a social media era, mm-hmm. you know, in the digital era, we are always looking for like that one moment.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? That yeah. that perfect angle, that one second, mm-hmm. that one moment, right? But when you're chasing something, you're gonna have a lot of highs, you're gonna have
a lot of lows.
You know what I mean? And
That's
you gotta
true.
Be able to man just ride the wave. You feel me? Expect both, you know? And man, just pop your shit all the way there, though. You know, mm-hmm. even when you don't feel like it, when you don't feel good, mm-hmm. say, yeah, I don't feel good today. Motherfucker, I'm here.
And I'm gonna still do it.
What's up?
I love that.
Yeah, that's what I got for y'all, man.
I like that. I'm gonna remember that. Now I took that in too. So hey, I like that. That was really good. Oh, this is fun. Yay, period. This is fun. All right, period. All right, closing out this last thing. What is something that people don't know about you that you feel like they should know?
Damn. What's something that I want?
This question always gets people.
That I think they should know. Man, I'm just here for the long haul. I'm here for the long haul, and I'm a person that is like, I evolve,
mm-hmm.
and I adapt,
period.
You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. then if music go honky-tonk tomorrow, I'm going to become a rapper, honey.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
With a stump yeah, and clap.
All of you. Okay,
she said, yee. That's funny. That's hilarious. Period. I love that. Okay, yay. All right, y'all, that closes us out. Thank you so much for watching. Stay tuned for the next episode and like, comment, and subscribe. All right. Bye.